Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Beard, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to begin a short series of studies, which we are going to entitle The Christian as an Ambassador. And today on the program, we want to consider ourselves approving ourselves as ambassadors by our reaction to the trials that come upon us. And then in the next broadcast, approving ourselves as ambassadors by the grace that comes from within us. And then the last study, the third study, approving ourselves as ambassadors by the things that are true about us. And for these scriptures that contain these different subjects, we must turn to the 2 Corinthian Epistle, chapter 5, beginning at verse 16. If you have your Bibles at hand, it may indeed enhance the meaning of these scriptures by reading with us. All right, verse 16 of the fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians. I think we shall begin reading at verse 17. Verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I want to read this verse again. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. A new creature, the margin has it, a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, what is meant by here? It's the new birth. He's a new creature. He's a new man in Christ Jesus. We were born into Adam's family and came into this world. But before we go into heaven, we've got to be born into God's family. It's a spiritual birth, and we've got to be born again into God's family. The Lord Jesus told Nicodemus this in the third chapter of John's Gospel. Now, we want to consider the fact that we must be born again. Now, after we're born again, by putting our trust, of course, in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus as putting away our sins. And God tells us that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He tells us that. And when we commit ourselves to that, wholly and solely, we are saved. And the Holy Spirit of God puts the life of Christ within us. Galatians 2:20 tells us that. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now that's the life that we receive, the eternal life that we receive when we are born again. And that is the life that we get just through simple trusting faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. I've often said on the broadcast, and it bears repetition, that if we would put the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we would put our case in His hands, as we do our doctor or a skilled surgeon, we'd be saved and go to heaven. It's a matter of just letting Him do everything. And so we were going to go on. No, we've read the 16th verse. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we Him no more. That is, we know Him now by faith. Paul is speaking from personal experience. Verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. What an honor! We have the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Then verse 20 contains our theme verse. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. This is a high honor indeed. We are ambassadors. Now, we were not elected as in the political process. We are selected by our Lord Jesus Christ. In the matter of an earthly ambassador, and especially that of the United States of America, the president chooses those ambassadors. They're not elected. They're chosen to represent the president and to represent the nation, the United States of America. It's a goodwill. It's a liaison ministry, if you please. This ambassador is a man that is sent to a foreign country. We read in the scriptures that we have been sent to a foreign country too. We are ambassadors. Let's see if it really fits. All right, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, we read there, our conversation, and the margin has it more correctly, our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter puts it in the second chapter of his first epistle, we are pilgrims and strangers. What is a pilgrim? A pilgrim is a person that's going someplace. He's a pilgrim. A stranger is a person that is away from home. We are strangers and pilgrims. We're away from home, and we're pilgrims. We're going to that celestial city that the Christian went to in the tale, the allegory that was written by John Bunyan. Now, let's think about this for a moment, if you please. We are indeed ambassadors chosen by the Lord Jesus Christ to represent him, to promote a good relationship between his country and the foreign country. Now, he's given us a portfolio, something that we take with us to that foreign nation. And this world is that foreign nation that is spoken of. Oh, I know we have our citizenship here. It's not practical. I'm an American citizen. I'm very happy to be an American citizen. But in the strictest sense of the word, in the eternal sense of the word, I'm a citizen of heaven. And now you and I are going to indeed represent our Lord Jesus Christ in this world. Now here is indeed our portfolio. For he hath made him, that's Christ, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now this infers two imputations in connection with our salvation. When Christ was on the cross, he imputed your sin and my sins to Christ. And he imputed the sins of a guilty world to Christ. He died for the sins of the world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Now, he died for the sins of the world, and he died for you and for me. Now, here we are. We have been redeemed by that precious blood. Now, we have been sent back into the world, and our sins were imputed to Christ when he died for us on the cross. So when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, made him our own, rested wholly and solely in him, God imputed the righteousness of Christ to us, reckoned it to us. Now this is the righteousness that fits us for heaven. Now you and I are ambassadors. Let's read on into the next chapter. The chapter does not, it's the next chapter, but there's no break in the thought. We read now in the sixth chapter of 2 Corinthians, we then, as workers together, believe an ambassador has a job of work, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Now these constitute the admonitions to the ambassador. We've got to act now. This is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. How wonderful that we have been put into this emergency situation. And that's exactly what it is. Now is the accepted time. It is the matter of the harvest. We read in John chapter 4, for instance, in verse 35 there, the Lord Jesus telling his disciples, "Say ye not, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and behold the fields, for they are white already to harvest. The day is now." This is the day of salvation. This is the day of harvest. "And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and they that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is the saying true, one soweth and another reapeth." The fields are white to harvest. It's critical. It's emergent. It's an emergency. When wheat is ready to harvest, it must be harvested immediately, or it will shatter and you'll lose much of the precious grain. This is the harvest season. Behold, now is the day of salvation. This admonition is given to you and to me. And of course, if it applies to us, it applies to the unsaved as well. Now we go on and listen, please. "Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings." Now, we prove the fact that we are worthy of the approval as the ministers of God, an ambassador, if you please. He's a minister. We approve ourselves as the ministers of God in much patience. This is, as we said at the beginning of the broadcast, we approve ourselves by our reaction to the trials that come upon us. I think of the trials of the Apostle Paul in the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians. And I suggest, after this broadcast is over, that you open your Bibles and read the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians. You see what the Apostle Paul went through in his ambassadorship for Christ. It is marvelous. We do not go through the same trials, but we approve ourselves by what we are willing to suffer to let others know about the Lord Jesus Christ. In all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, ambassadors, if you please, much patience in afflictions, in necessities, and distresses. How can we bear them? Because he says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Now, this study is going to be interesting. It's going to be short, but it's going to be interesting. That's what we are. We trust that you can tune in on the next broadcast for a furtherance of this study. Our Father, today, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus for this high honor that has been conferred upon us. May we be worthy of that honor. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.